Welcome to the Gilgola Museum. I am Kristen Wyckoff, chairperson of the museum committee. We are proud to be hosting our sixth season's open house. The Gilgola Museum is part of the Gilgola Historical Society. It really is amazing that we have no actual village or town here, but we have one of the most active historical societies in the county. The dream of having a museum has been the goal of the Historical Society since its creation 11 years ago. A small group of volunteers called the Museum Committee have devoted many hours and many days to making this dream a reality. Every year we have accomplished more and more, from having antique kitchen or toys on display, several artists, local artists, to renovating a closet into Gilgola Gifts and planting memorial trees to beautify the museum. We have never run out of ideas for our annual display. The permanent display has drawn people from across the world. I have had folks that have come from Scotland, England, and Russia, school field trips from Ohio, just to view the world's famous tree fossils that are found only here in Gilgola. Many come to see the village that was sacrificed by New York City watershed and artifacts that are viewed by 500 people or more every year. I would like to personally thank this volunteer museum committee for all the time and dedication, because without their effort, we would not have a museum at all. Please note on the back of your pamphlet the names of these dedicated people. We also have volunteer tour guides that take a day out of their hectic summer weekend to open the museum, give tours, and sell gifts at the gift shop. All of this allowed the museum to make enough money to cover the museum's utilities and expenses. This year's open house and exhibit are very special. We are not only here for the dedication of our newly built Juried Memorial Barn, but we are fortunate to have Michael Fleischman's photography on display, accompanied by the Gilgola Conesville Arts students' paintings. First, I would like to go forward with the barn dedication and explain how we came to build this barn, and then I will get back to our exhibit and give the awards to the winners of the art contest. It all started with a donation from Michael McNamara. Is he here today? Okay, he didn't make it. Who lives on a farm on Benjamin Road in South Gilgola. We often get offers of donations as a museum, and we have to take each donation seriously, that we will take care of and be responsible for their donation for years to come. So in all honesty, we have been reluctant to take on big stuff. But with that in mind, a few members of the museum committee went to see the farm equipment that was offered, and we were immediately determined that we wanted to accept this antique agricultural equipment. The equipment had been protected in a barn for over 100 years with wooden handles still attached to the horse-drawn plows, wagons, and bobsled. Thank you, Mike McNamara. Fortunately, the town of Gilgola allowed us to store the equipment in the bay by the salt shed here with the stipulation that we had to come up with a place in 2 years. The town Gilgola Highway Department and volunteers Lou and George Clark came with trailers and winches, and somehow we got all the equipment moved here from South of Gilgola. We went right to work trying to get a grant to build a small barn, and to our dismay, we were denied the grant due to economic times today. So we were forced to go forward and deplete our savings account and become more aggressive with fundraising. We were creeping up on our second year with the town's generosity also. This is when we received through Dottie Pickett the wonderful news that a 1947 graduate of Gilgola School, Nicholas Juried, wanted to donate the money for the building of the barn. Nick grew up on a farm with his parents here in Gilgola, and this farm equipment was very close to his heart. He wanted to dedicate this barn to his parents, John and Anna Juried. What a great contribution to our group. With his generosity announced in the newsletter, we started to receive more donations from community members, and help came from all around. The Boces and Grand Gorge would build the barn and save us quite a bit of money. The town of Gilgola Highway Department, under the direction of Lester Parker, who has always supported our endeavors, would assist in moving the two halves of the barn to this site from Grand Gorge with the help of Dennis Musig and his barn trailer. Is Lester here? Okay. Justin Truesdale offered to paint the barn in time for our opening, and he reached his commitment. To all, we are very thankful. As we sit here at this site, surrounded by memorial trees, that our community planted in memory of their loved ones. I feel pride that we have created something that will last for future generations. Keep alive the spirit of the people that have lived in Gilboa in the past and in the present. We may not have a town, but we sure do have a community. I would like to introduce Nicholas Juried now to say a few words, and I hope that all of you will take the time to read in the pamphlet about his life here in Gilboa. Nick has come all the way from Texas.